today, since the Lord Jesus has already washed our feet,
与主有份,
we have a part with him.
这个基础之上, 我们到底要再怎么在爱心, 在信心, 在谦卑上, 来与主有份?
Upon this foundation, what kinds of servitude we should have to grow more in love?
所以重点, 我们有时候, 甚至还要再回来讲, 这些基本的教义来好像在对信徒在说啊，实在真的是我们是独唯一得救的教会。
So sometimes we have missed the main points and we even have to come back to discuss the elementary principles.
这样子的话其实那就是根基还没有打稳。
If this is so, the foundation is not firm.
你根基没有打稳的时候, 没有办法进到下一步。
So if the foundation is not firm, there's no way that you can progress.
你还不是确定说, 我是不是 在得救的教会,
you are not even sure that whether you have you are in the church of salvation.
你怎么能够再进入到下一步?
Then how can you go on further?
所以这里说离开道理的开端。
Here it mentions leaving the discussions of the elementary principles of Christ.
不是说你不要去讲，不要去教， 而是说要 先把这一个道理的开端固定好了，这个是最重要的。
It's not to say that you do not discuss about it, but is to have firm foundation in the elementary principles.
然后在这一个基础上来继续前进。
And then from the firm foundation, you can progress.
当然在一个人的慕道的过程当中。
Of course, in the process of truth seeking.
好像最近我们在跟慕道者就有开一些慕道班, 然后就会把十大信仰把它一个一个讲过去。
So recently we've spoke to the truth seekers and we will go through the elementary principles with them.
最近讲到洗教理。
Recently we touched on foot washing.
讲到洗礼，讲到 真教会,
we mentioned about baptism and the true church.
那当然在讨论的过程当中, 慕道朋友他在, 听到这个道理, 他可能有一些疑问。
So during the discussions, the truth seekers have questions towards this.
甚至在之前的那个 福音茶会, 他第一次来到教会, 听到我们祷告, 然后他却问说, 真的一定要讲灵言吗?
And also in the recent gospel tea time, the truth seeker asked, is it true that you need to speak in tongues?
那他有这样的问题很自然嘛, 因为他是慕道朋友。
It's very natural for the truth seekers to have such questions.
但是我们已经信了的人,
but for those who have already believed,
我们已经领受这个福音的人,
we have already received gospel.
这个就是我们的基础。
This is our foundation.
我们既然已经领受了, 不要再去怀疑他。
Since we already received it, we shall not doubt.
我们所要讨论的不是他的真实性,
we should not discuss on the truth,
而是讨论说我们要怎么样把它应用在我们的生活当中。
Rather to discuss how can we apply this in our daily life.
那这一个根基, 他当然说我们的十大信仰, 也就是说从圣经, 从圣灵我们所领受的。
So this foundation that is the tenth basic belief that is we receive from the Holy Spirit.
那我们怎么知道它是真的?
How do we know that this is true?
其实保罗有一次他就问那些信徒说,
So once Paul asked the members,
你们怎么得到圣灵的?
How did you receive the Holy Spirit?
你们是靠行律法得到圣灵呢?
Is it by keeping the law that you received the Holy Spirit?
还是因为信福音得到圣灵?
Or is it because you believe the gospel that you received the Holy Spirit?
所以其实证据神已经深深地放在我们的身上了。
God has already given us evidence in us.
已经告诉我们说你现在有的又有圣灵加上去给你证据说你现在信的就是真的。
So what we have in addition to what we received the Holy Spirit is true.
所以我们不要再还在说到底十大信条是不是真的在那边打转。
So we should not have questions towards the ten beliefs.
不要永远在那边打转啊。
We should not dwell in these topics.
所以这边希伯来说的作者说, 我们为什么还要再跑回来跟你教这个?
Why the authors of Hebrews mentioned, why should we come back to the elementary principles?
你们都听那么久了, 现在应该是换你们来教别人了。
You have listened for so many years, and now it's time that you teach.
没有成长。
There is no growth.
所以我们以前没有成长没关系啊, 现在要成长。
So in the past, if there is no growth, it's okay, but for now, we should grow.
我们要继续进下一步, huh?
We should progress.
那这个根基它是很好的根基。
So this is a good foundation.
可能我们有时候听, 听太多次了，就觉得好像没有什么特别的。
Perhaps we have listened to too many times that we don't find it any more special.
好，但是对第一次听到的人来说
，But for the first timer，
或者最慕道朋友来说，当他们来接触这个道理的时候
，So from the truth seeker when they come to listen to the truth，
哦，有些人他不信。
Some they do not believe.
哦，但是有些人他就是相信。
But some they believe.
他很喜欢听。
They love the gospel. They love the sermons.
那我发现我们在跟他讲洗礼的道理的时候。
So when we talk about the doctrines of baptism,
我们常常在说嘛。
We always say.
哦，要面向下，然后全身入浸，然后这个耶稣宝血就在那边圣灵的运作。
Your head facing down and full immersion, and the Lord Jesus will wash away your sins.
那这是一样的那些经节啊。
And the same Bible verses that we used.
就讲，结果慕道朋友他就流眼泪了。
So we talk on, we discuss on it, and the truth seeker they were shed in tears.
他被这个道理感动。
They were touched by the doctrine.
所以这个道理它实在是很好的。
So this the truth is indeed good.
我们不要去怀疑它。
We should not doubt it.
好，我们不要去还来一直讨要来询问它。
We should not come back to it, questioning it again.
我们既然已经领受了这个道理，这个基础。
Since we have already received this foundation.
好，我们要在上面来继续成长。
And we have to grow upon it.
好，我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
所以这边告诉我们说，成长像什么呢
？So here mentions what is growth like.
哥林多前书的三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
三章十一节。
First Corinthians 3 verse 11.
这边告诉我们说，那个立好的根基就是什么？就是耶稣基督。此外，没有人能立别的根基。
Verse 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
那十二节哈，若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造。
Verse 12, now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw.
十三节。
Verse 13,
个人的工程必然显露，因为那日要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
Each one's work will become clearer, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is.
好，所以既然有相同的根基，
since that is same foundation,
我们常常所要讨论的、所要思考的，就是要在怎么在这个根基上来建造信仰。
So what we should discuss is how to build on this foundation.
怎么样能够让道理发生在我们的生活当中。
How can we practice the words in our life?
好像爱心。
Such as love.
好像关心。
Like showing concern.
这些都是道理啊。
These are the truth.
哦，我们都听很多。
We have listened to a lot.
我们要怎么样去把它应用出来。
So how do we practice in our daily life?
哦，有时候可能我们想说我们很多爱心啊。
Perhaps we think that we are full of love.
好，但是这边告诉我们说，有火会发现。
So here it mentions that it will be revealed by fire.
好，火要来试验个人的工程。
The fire will test each one's work.
要让我们知道说，我们到底我们的爱心有多大。
So that we can know how great is our love.
到底我们现在的工程，可能外面很漂亮，但是里面到底是不是真材实料。
So perhaps on the exterior, it may looks great, but is it a good one inwards?
好，最近我们在学习约伯记嘛。
Recently, we studied a book of Job.
好，当然我们一直看下去，觉得哎呀，约伯他这个三个朋友帮倒忙啊，来这边讲这么一堆话，又没有帮助到约伯。
So as we read on the Job, we will realize that these three friends did not really help much.
还跟约伯吵来吵去，最后还被神骂说：“哎呀，你们讲我不如我的仆人约伯讲的事。
”And they even debate with Job.
好吧，那虽然有很大的部分看到他们的不好，我们找人缺点都很快啊。
Although we see many weak points of the friends,
好，但是这些朋友其实他们是真的有爱心的。
But these three friends, indeed, they have love.
约伯本来很有钱啊，那时候很多人喜欢做他的朋友。
So Job, initially, he was a rich man, he has many friends.
但是现在他没钱了。
Now he is bankrupt.
好，不止没钱哦， 他身上从头到脚还长了什么毒疮啊？
It's not only that he is without money. In his whole body is full of
boils. Sore. 人家都跑得远远的，看到他，哎呀，你这个这么脏，哎呀，就跑远远的。
So everyone fled.
好，但是这三个朋友，他们听到约伯这发生这些事情的时候
，So when these three friends heard the sufferings of Job,
他们约好来见约伯。
They have make appointments to come and visit Job.
当他们远远看到约伯这么可怜
，When they see Job afar in suffering,
他们开始哭啊。
They wept.
撕裂自己的衣服。
They torn their clothes.
把灰弄到头上。
And they put ash in the head.
还因为约伯看到他这么可怜，他坐在那边陪他七天没有讲话。
And they accompany Job for 7 days without talking.
好，然后他们才开始讲。
And after that, they speak their mind.
好，所以虽然可能后来他们讲的有一些在道理上不符合。
Some of the what they have spoken is not in accordance to the words of God.
但是他们的爱心有在那边。
But we can see the love of them.
好，所以说有时候事情会发生。但是那个时候就是考验，你的爱心是不是在
？So when trials comes, we will see that whether your love is there.
近期有些弟兄姐妹他们就生病了。
Recently, we have some church members have fallen sick.
哦，那很严重的病。
And they have terminal illness.
那生活也没有办法自理。
And they can't manage their life.
哦，那家人有时候要上班也是很忙。
And their families members have to work in the busy society.
好，那时候我们就看到，教会就有很大的爱心。
But at this time, we can see the love of the church.
好，有一些姐妹，她们就自己聚集起来。当她们知道这个事情，她们自己聚集起来。
So some sisters gathered together, when they heard this news.
好，然后她们就跟这个家庭说，没关系，礼拜一到礼拜五你去上班的时候，我们来照顾。
So these sisters told the family members from Monday to Friday we will take care of these members.
哦，有五个姐妹，她说礼拜一到礼拜五我们一天一个人来煮饭给你们吃。
So five sisters, Monday to Friday each of them would take turns to cook for the family.
哦，然后礼拜六、礼拜天你们就不用上班嘛，你们就可以自己照应。
So for the weekends, the family can take care of themselves.
好，所以这个就是在苦难当中反而怎么样看到哇，原来那个教会。他是有爱心的。
So in times of sufferings, we can see the love of the church.
好，所以说这个成长呢，其实它最重要的目标就是在爱里面成长。
The main objectives of this growth is to grow in love.
就是要彼此相爱。
That is to love one another.
彼此服侍。
To serve one another.
所以说，虽然希伯来书的作者说，他说。他一直在说你们要成长哦。
Although the author of Hebrews keep mentioning that growth is essential,
但是他承认说你们其实不错了。
In fact, he also acknowledged that they are not too bad.
然后看回来希伯来书六章。
Let's come back to Hebrews 6.
六章九节。
Verse 9.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄，我们虽然这样子说，好像你们都还是婴孩，但是是等一下。”深信你们行为强过这些，而且近乎得救。
So here it says verse 9, but beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner.
好，那他说到底行为是什么？就是你们的爱心。他称赞那他们的爱心。
So what is their conduct that he praised their love?
第十节，就是先前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。
Verse 10, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown towards his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister.
好，这个侍候圣徒，我们不要把想，这个圣徒不是只是指着好像长老执事啊传道。
So here it says you have ministered to the saints. This is does not refer to not only to the elders, preachers.
好，圣徒就是一切属神在神名下的人。
That is, the saints refers to those who belongs to God.
所以他们在爱心当中彼此的服侍。
So in love, they serve one another.
哦，先前服侍，现在还是服侍。
So in the past, they have served, and now they serve.
哦，这个就是他们成长的一个方向。
So this is the one of the directions in their growth.
你们现在有这个非常好。
You have this, indeed it is good.
但是要继续下去。
But please continue.
更多。
All the more.
而且一直到底。
And to the end.
哦，这个就是成长最重要的地方。
So this is the most important parts in towards growth.
哦，这也是主耶稣给我们所有来跟从他的人的命令。
So this is also the commandment for those who follow the Lord Jesus.
好，我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音十三章。
John 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
和三十五节。
To 35.
我赐给你们一条新命令。乃是叫你们彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Verse 34, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
好，三十五节，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Verse 35, By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
好，这个彼此相爱是很重要的。
To love one another is very important.
但是同时它也是非常困难的。
And at the same time, it is a difficult task.
好，那这个也是我们在不管在哪里了，但是在卡加利也是很需要的。
Regardless where, in Calgary, we all the more need it.
好，那我们要怎么样能够彼此相爱？
So how can we love one another?
怎么样在这个彼此相爱的道理上在行为上来成长？
So how can we love one the words of one the doctrine of one another to grow in this topic?
首先，我们不要不要留恋现况，就是说我们不要觉得说我们现在很好了。
Let us not be content to in what we are now.
有时候为什么会觉得说我现在够了？
Why do we say that we have enough?
因为我就看别人，哎呀，你看那个人没有什么信心，没有什么爱心。
So we always look at others, look at that person, his lack of love.
你看他还在讲那些话。
See, he is still talking such things.
根本都没有爱心，也不会关心人。
Indeed, this person has no love, and he or she doesn't have show any concern to people.
但如果我们看的都是这些
，If we only look outward,
很自然的觉得说，哎，我好像不错。
And very naturally, we feel that we are much better.
好，但是我们来看希伯来书。
But we come back to Hebrews.
希伯来书六章。
Hebrews 6.
十二节
，verse 12，
好，他说，不要懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
Here it says that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
好，要的话要做，就是要效法好的榜样啊。
So we have to imitate the good examples.
成长的话，不要一直去看那些不好的，要看好的，要像你的眼目要盯那个好的。
To grow, we have to focus on the good points.
所以主耶稣说，你们要爱人像什么？像我爱你们一样。
So we have to love one another just as Christ has loved us.
主耶稣没有说你要爱人像那个传道爱人一样。
The Lord Jesus did not say you have to love one another just like so and so.
或者像那个负责人，像那个指示一样。
You should love one another like the person in charge or some ministers.
因为总是能够在他们身上看到一些缺点。
For surely there is some weak points of individuals.
但是要成长的话。
But to grow.
我们要看那个好的地方。
We have to focus on the good points.
没错，这些人他有他的弱点，每一个人都有每一个人他的软弱的地方。
It's true that everyone has their own weaknesses.
但是你很容易看到那些软弱。
It's true that we only focus on the weaknesses.
更重要，发现 在这个人身上到底有什么值得我的学习的地方。
However, we should focus on the good points of that individual.
这个人在道理上，在应用道理上有什么做得比我好的地方。
So this person in the truth, what he has shown good examples.
你看这些，你就会想要成长了。
When you see all these good points, you will want to grow.
好了，就算都没有什么好例子可以给你看得到。
Maybe there's not many good examples that you can see from this person.
他有一个好例子吧。
What about our Lord Jesus? He has many good examples.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
好，所以主耶稣他说你要学习我的榜样，我怎么爱你们，你们要怎么样互相相爱。
The Lord Jesus has loved us and we have to love one another just like how he loved us.
除了爱啊，主耶稣还有一个榜样。
Apart from love, the Lord Jesus has one example.
彼得前书
First Peter
二章
First Peter chapter 2
二章的二十一节
First Peter chapter 2, 21
彼得前书二章二十一节
First Peter chapter 2, verse 21
你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
Hebrews chapter First Peter chapter 2, verse 21, For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
这两个是最重要的。
So these two is the most important.
学会爱就是付出吗？
To learn to love, that is to sacrifice.
哦，但是其实这个也是，这个受苦，它也是爱的一个部分呢。
To suffer is part of love.
好，但是主耶稣这边在圣经里面特别提出来说，基督为我们受苦是给我们留下榜样，然后叫什么？叫我们要随他的脚踪行。
So the Bible emphasizes on Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps.
好，所以今天在跟随耶稣的路上是会苦的。
So when we follow Jesus in this journey, indeed we will face sufferings.
因为是要背起自己的十字架。
Because we have to bear our own cross.
好，我们在另外一个教会。
In there's one church.
有一个弟兄真的他蛮苦的。
Truly there's this brother that he is in sufferings.
那为什么会苦？
Why did he suffer?
因为他每次来教会，他的太太就不高兴。
So each time he comes to church, his wife will be unhappy.
他每次要祷告，要读圣经，他的太太就不高兴。
Each time he pray and read the Bibles, the wife become unhappy.
哦，甚至有时候会打他。
To the point that she will hit him.
哦，他就觉得很苦啊。
So he felt these sufferings.
哦，但是我们就勉励他。
But we encourage him.
这个就是为基督而背的十字架。
So this is the cross that you bore for the Lord Jesus.
你为基督来受苦。
You suffer for Christ.
好，怎么知道是为基督受苦？
How do we know that? Or how does he know he suffer for Christ?
因为他不祷告，不去聚会就没事了，但是一祷告，一要去聚会，就会受到一些逼迫。
So if he avoids praying and reading the Bible, he will not suffer. But if he goes to the church and read the Bible and pray, he will suffer.
好，但是就他一样这样忍耐下来。
So he endured to the end.
所以这个就是成长。
So this is growth.
我们在我们的信仰路上，
So in our journey of faith,
一定会有苦的。
Surely we will face encounter.
因为主耶稣他亲自给我们做示范，他自己受苦，又要叫我们跟着他的脚步行。
Because the Christ has already set us example that he has suffered, and if we follow him, we will face the same.
哦，这些苦可能从很多的不一样的情况当中给我们体验到。
So we may face different kinds of sufferings.
但是我们碰到这些苦的时候，
So when we encounter sufferings,
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为我们在吃这些苦的时候，我们就是在跟主耶稣走。
Because when we encounter sufferings, we are indeed following Christ.
我们在吃这些苦的时候，我们就是属灵性一直在成长了。
So when we suffer spiritually, we grow.
好，然后最后我们再来看这个要怎么样成长。
So last we see how do we grow.
希伯来书六章
Hebrews 6
六章七节
Hebrews 6 verse 7
就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水，生长菜蔬，合乎耕种的人用，就从神得福。
Hebrews 6 verse 7, for the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessings from God.
哦，所以这个田地要生长菜蔬，要有一个出产，它经过的一个重要是什么？吃过屡次下的雨水。
So the earth which drinks in the rains that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by which it is cultivated.
哦，也就是圣灵的一个充满，圣灵的一个滋润。
So it's also referring to the nourishment by the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以其实今天真正要成长，不只是靠着说，哦，我很想要成长，我要靠着我的意志力来成长，来做这些事情。
Today to grow is not just to rely on your own determinations to grow,
而是要靠着这个雨水的滋润。
Rather, it's to rely on the rain that nourishes.
哦，最后我们来看这个犹大书。
Let's return to Jude.
20节。
Verse 20.
好，犹大书的20节。
Jude, verse 20.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至善的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
Verse 20. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit.
21节，保守自己，常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
在这边说要在圣灵里祷告。
Here it says praying in the Holy Spirit.
也就是让圣灵来充满我们，来滋润我们的心。
That is, we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and be nourished by the Holy Spirit.
一个火旺的教会，当我们去观察的时候，发现说真的，他的在里面的信徒弟兄姐妹很喜欢祷告。
When the church is rekindled, we can find that the members love to pray.
哦，你从来没有看到一个教会很兴盛，很多慕道朋友，但是都不没有祷告。
We will never find a church that they have many truth seekers and yet the members do not like to pray.
哦，你如果在外教会，这个很正常，而且外教会有时候它就有一些活动什么，但是真耶稣教会，你越办活动越没有人来信。
Maybe in other church they have activities that attracts people, but if in true Jesus church, if we have the more activities we have, the less members.
也不要说越办活动越没有人来信，就是说如果重点都放在那边，没有祷告的话。没有，我们发现没有功效，就很累，但是最后没有什么功效。
So if our focus is put around on the activities rather in prayers, then we will not be fruitful.
当然，一些活动或者一些思考福音宣道的工作啊，这一个我们要用很多的思想去来做它。但是更重要的是什么？是在祷告当中来进行。
Of course, we have to put in efforts and thoughts towards the activities that we hold, but more importantly is in prayers.
在圣灵里祷告，这边特别说。
Here is emphasized on in praying of the in the praying in Holy Spirit.
我们教会有圣灵，然后在圣灵里祷告。
Our church have Holy Spirit, so we have to pray in the Holy Spirit.
让神的爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们的心中。
So God can nourish His love through the Holy Spirit into our hearts.
这样子我们才能够有更美的成长。
So in that way, we will have a better growth.
好，愿神祝福各位。
May the Lord bless each and every one of us.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing Him.
112首。
112.